This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, May 8th. God's word for you today is, like Father. Our scripture reading is taken from Joshua chapter 15, verse 19. And it says, she said, give me another gift. You have already given me land in the Negev. Now please give me springs of water too. So Caleb gave her the upper and lower springs. Back in the day, particularly in the Nigerian culture, when people want to get married, what happens is the families go and check the other family's history. Those things were and are critical. Sadly, we threw that part of the culture out of the window because we're embracing the West. It is wrong. We need to go back to it. So many heartaches would have been avoided with that simple investigative probing that we do. Just check. Guess what? The people in love cannot do the checking. You need the fathers, the clear-eyed fathers, to do the checking. And that is what Caleb did. He did not leave his daughter's destiny to chance. Do not leave your daughter's destiny to chance. Don't do it. We see clearly the kind of woman that Aksa was. Aksa was not a woman that will allow her inheritance to go or not demand for what belongs to her in God. Joshua chapter 15 verse 18 to 19 says, when Aksa married Othniel, she urged him to ask her father for a field. As she got down off her donkey, Caleb asked her, what's the matter? She said, give me another gift. You have already given me land in the Negev. Now, please give me springs of water too. So, Caleb gave her the upper and lower springs. Othniels, giant killers, do not have a problem with this kind of woman, but a spineless man will be intimidated. Do you want to control me inside my own house? Giant killers are not intimidated by strong women. From this passage of scripture, we can see it was like father, like daughter. Again, when you have a father that is a giant killer and he sees such a fire in his daughter, he does not resist it. He is excited about it. Every woman must understand that you have a right under God to be all that God has created you to be. So many women are too timid or afraid to boldly take their God-given inheritance. Remember the woman with the issue of blood. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. Remember also the importunate woman seeking justice and the Syrophoenician woman, women that will not back down. Jesus said, we cannot give bread for the children to dogs. The woman said, the dog eats crumbs that fall from the table. If there is flour in the bread, there is flour in the crumbs. If there is butter in the bread, there is butter in the crumbs. If there is healing in the bread, there is healing in the crumbs. I do not want the bread. Give me crumbs. Jesus probably thought, what kind of woman is this? And he could not resist. Let us pray. Father, help me raise children that are giant killers and territory takers in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.